We delay the start of this program to bring you a special news bulletin. From the NBC newsroom in New York, the latest on Korea. American Air Force headquarters announces that our B-29s were on a strike deep into Korea today. There's been no American confirmation to a communist Chinese report that two of the B-29 bombers have been shot down in air battles, with two more reported destroyed on the ground. Keep tuned to your NBC station for the later news. This is the NBC Theater. From the NBC Theater in Hollywood, the first radio performance of a work by the noted French writer Jean-Paul Sartre. We bring you Mr. Sartre's The Chips Are Down, in a radio version by Clarice A. Ross of NBC. Jean-Paul Sartre is, of course, best known as this century's prophet of the philosophy of existentialism. He is, as well, a rather slick writer of what Graham Greene would call entertainments. In today's broadcast, The Chips Are Down, both of these facets of Mr. Sartre are rather happily combined. The novel, by the way, is written very much in the form of a motion picture screenplay, and the radio adaptation follows the form of the novel, which we hope you will follow with interest. Here then, Les Jeux sont faits. The chips are down.
We're in a room in which the half-closed shutter let in only a streak of light. A ray falls on a woman's hand, and her contracted fingers claw at the fur coverlet. The light shines on a gold wedding ring, and then gliding up the arm falls on the face of Eve Charvier. With closed eyes and pinched nostrils, she seems to be in pain, tosses, groans. A door opens, and in the doorway a man pauses. It is André Charvier. He looks intently at his wife, but with a cold scrutiny entirely devoid of tenderness. He enters, tiptoes across the room. For in an instant, André Charvier contemplates his wife. Then he bends down, calling softly,
Eve. Eve?
Eve doesn't open her eyes. She sleeps. André straightens up, turns his head toward a bedside table where a glass of water is standing. He takes a bottle with a medicine dropper out of his pocket and presses a few drops into the glass. But as Eve moves her head on the pillow, he hastily puts the bottle back in his pocket and gives his sleeping wife a hard, sharp glance. The woman on the bed opens her eyes and cries out.
Lucette? Lucette? André, where is Lucette?
In the drawing room. You wish to see her?
André, listen. You are not going to touch Lucette.
Oh?
I know. For months I've watched you. It's been going on ever since my illness. You are not going to touch Lucette, do you hear?
You're talking too much, Eve. Your strength is failing.
You are not going to do to her what you did to me. You married me for my dowry. My life with you has been hell. I'm not going to let you hurt my sister.
You're raving.
I will get well. I will get well, André. I'll protect her from you. I'll get well and I'll take her far away. Far away from here. From you.
In the adjoining living room, a young girl is leaning out of the wide open window. From the street comes the rhythmic noise of a marching troop. André Charvier enters the room and closes at the door. His face assumes an anxious expression. The young girl turns around. With an air of irritation, she says,
They haven't stopped marching all morning.
Without seeming to notice her, André takes a few steps forward and with an afflicted air stops beside a couch. The young girl goes up to him, her eyes questioning him anxiously. He raises his head and looks at her, saying with a fatalistic gesture,
She's sleeping.
Do you think she'll get well?
André does not answer.
Oh, don't keep treating me like a child. Answer me.
You'll have to be brave, Lucette. Lucette, calm yourself, please.
I can't bear it. I can't bear it. One day we're all full. And the next day, there's no hope at all.
Lucette.
Oh, André, forgive me. But you know, without it, I'll feel so alone in the world.
What about me, Lucille? I don't want you ever to think I'm alone. As long as I'm with you, we will never leave each other. I'm sure that's what Eve would want. We will be together always the same.
Next scene, the meeting place of the conspirators. A smoke-filled room, miserably furnished. Four men are looking cautiously from the window onto the street. Here also, the militia march. The men are Langlois, Tixon, Poulain, and Renaudel. They turn back into the room where their leader, Pierre Dumaine, sits at a table, peacefully smoking a cigarette.
Pierre, have you seen?
Have I seen what, Tixon?
The militia, ever since this morning. They suspect something.
They may suspect something. They don't suspect what's going to happen to them tomorrow.
Wouldn't it be better, perhaps...
Go on.
Perhaps if we waited... Only 3 more days, just long enough to fool them.
What's wrong? Getting cold feet?
No, Pierre, but I...
You don't postpone an insurrection, Dixon. Everything is ready. The weapons have been given out. The boys are all set. If we wait, we may lose control of them. Anybody got any other ideas? Good. Tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock, then. Tomorrow night, we sleep in the Regent's bedroom. Now listen, we'll go over it once more.
I will get well, Pierre. Andre, I will get well to save her. I must get well.
Why are you getting up? You can't get up. You're too weak.
Water. I want a drink of water.
Of course. Of course, here, on the table. I've brought a fresh glass.
What? I feel so... Andre, I will get well. I will.
Pierre? Pierre, listen to me, won't you?
Yeah, they're coming right down this night. You can go now. Meeting here at 6 o'clock this evening. Anything new?
Not a thing. Only that little squealer over there who wanted to go up.
Get your dirty hands off my bicycle, Lucien.
It wasn't my fault. Oh, please, don't go listen.
Out of the way, squealer.
Oh, Pierre, they hurt me terribly. They beat me for hours, and I hardly told them anything.
Out of the way.
Pierre, you're too hard on me. I'm only 18. Oh, take me back, please. You've got to take me back. All my life, I'll think I'm a traitor. Oh, Pierre, please.
Water. Oh, I want a drink of water. Lucette. Lucette. Andre, I thought I heard... Oh!
She's dead, my dear. My poor Lucette. Eve is dead.
You dare to hit me. Oh, it's all right for you. You haven't been through it, Pierre. You've got no right to treat me like this.
Out of the way.
I won't. I won't. I'll show you.
Oh, put away that toy pistol, you little rat.
I won't. I'll show you. I'll show you.
You must be brave, my dear. My poor little thing.
Oh, let me alone. I don't want to be brave. I can't bear it.
Lucette, calm yourself, please.
You don't understand. You, my sister, my mother, my best friend. She was everything.
Lucette, she was my wife.
Oh, forgive me, Andre. Forgive me. But I feel so alone.
No, dear, you're never alone. I am with you. We'll never leave each other, Lucette. Never.
Who is it?
It's Pierre Dumaine. They killed Dumaine.
A dirty rat. It was the militia.
Naturally, who else would it be?
They're coming back. I can hear them.
Now, look, at the head of the street.
Are we going down and get away with this?
Up! Clear the road!
Let's see you make it. Yeah. Let's see you make it.
Stand back, I say.
Hey, what's going on here?
Killed you, man, you dirty rat.
Paolo, what are you talking about? Here I am, Pierre. What's the matter?
I'll give you 10 seconds to clear the rope.
Murderers!
What's happening? Who's been murdered? Paolo, I'm talking to you, man.
Jack, pass me one of those bricks. Will you show these rats that they can bump off the main and get away with it?
What's this? Won't anybody look at me?
I can't see.
What? What did you say? What is La Genesee?
La Genesee. La Genesee. La Genesee. La Genesee.
What? What did you say? What is La Genesee? Oh, Andre. Andre, why did she have to die?
Be brave, Lucette. You promised to be brave. We have each other, dear.
Lucette, don't listen to him. You mustn't. Oh, it's so cruel. See her lying there. No, she'll never smile at me again. Oh, speak to me again. Lucette, what is the matter with you? I'm standing right here beside you.
Come, Lucette. Come away and rest for a while.
Lucette, no! No, don't go with him! Lucette!
Pierre walks along the pavement of a rather lively street. He is accompanied by the voice that gradually grows louder and more distinct, intoning.
La Genesee, La Genesee, La Genesee, La Genesee.
And Pierre goes on, walking, walking. No one notices him. No one sees him. He continues to hear.
La Genesee, La Genesee, La Genesee, La Genesee.
Pierre advances a few more steps and stops in front of an old gentleman who is reading his newspaper, waiting for a bus. The old gentleman pays no attention, continues reading his paper and smiling.
Pardon me, sir. Can you tell me where to find the Rue La Genesee? Pardon me, sir, but I'm speaking to you. Can't you put down your paper for a minute?
That's pretty good. I wish I'd written that myself.
Would you mind? I seem to have an important appointment at the Rue La Genesee, and I don't know where it is.
Oh, bless my soul. Where's my bus at last?
But, sir... What a strange little street. I've never seen it before. Impasse la Genesee.
Pardon me, madame.
Eve has just stopped near a young woman who is seated on a bench knitting and rocking a baby carriage with her foot. Pleasantly, Eve asks...
Pardon me, madame. Where is Rue La Genesee, if you please?
But the young woman, who hasn't heard a word, leans over the carriage and begins making the silly, insulting noises that constantly babies. She leaves the park, steps off the sidewalk, and suddenly there appears before her eyes a narrow, blind alley, at the end of which a little group is standing. For an instant, she contemplates this silent little street, which is such a contrast to the public gardens, full of noise and life.
What a strange little street. I've never seen it before. And Impasse la Genesee.
In double file, 20 or more persons are waiting in front of the shop at the end of the alley. The facade and the interior of this shop are in complete darkness, not a sign on the outside. A few moments go by, then the door opens by itself with the noise of a little tinkling bell. The first person in the line disappears into the shop, and the door closes softly behind him. And there is Eve, mechanically walking toward the head of the line. At once, an explosion of protest.
So you can see me, then. You're not very amiable, but I'm glad just the same.
Pierre alone has said nothing, but he looks at Eve. Again, the bell jingles and the line moves up a step. The door with the glass pane opens by itself. Pierre enters and the door closes by itself. The line moves up another step. In the completely empty shop, Pierre can make out counters and dusty shelves. Without hesitating, Pierre walks toward a door that evidently opens into an inner room. He takes a few steps toward an elderly lady sitting behind a desk. An oil lamp placed on the table adds little light to the room, dimly lighted by a narrow window looking onto an inner court. The walls are covered with medallions, engravings, and paintings, which, as far as Pierre can make out, all portray the Impasse la Genesee. Pierre goes up to the table and inquires.
Pardon me, but isn't it with you that I have an appointment?
You are quite right, sir.
Then you'll be able to tell me what I'm doing here.
Oh, I won't keep you long. Just the usual formalities. Your name is Pierre Dumais?
Yes, but how did you know?
Let me see now. Dallet, Dion, here we are, Dumais. Born in 1912. Foreman at the foundry of Ansterre.
Yes.
And you were killed this morning at 10:35.
Killed? Killed? So that's it. So I'm dead, am I?
Why, yes.
Yes, but who killed me?
One moment, please. Ah, here it is. Lucien de Jeu.
Why, that little rat. Well, he didn't miss me, did he?
I must say you take it very well. It worries some people.
No.
Worry some people.
I have no family. There's nothing for me to worry about.
Well, splendid.
And besides, the only important thing is to have done what you have to do, isn't it?
Please don't ask me. I only work here. Would you mind signing the ledger?
Oh, all right, certainly. There you are.
Thank you. Now you are dead for good.
Yes, but, where shall I go?
Why, anywhere you like. Oh, no. Don't go out the way you came in. Over this way.
Oh, very well. Oh, goodbye, madame. Oh,
goodbye, goodbye.
Well, a new arrival. Welcome among us, sir.
Thanks. Where am I?
In the square, in back of the shop, of course. The boulevard is just over that way.
Would you mind telling me who are all these people?
As you see by our different styles of dress, we died in half a dozen centuries.
You mean the dead just hang around forever?
As far as we know. Personally, I was hanged around 1778.
Oh, excuse me.
Oh, merely a judicial error, my boy. Unimportant. Now then, you can go anywhere you like. You know, anything special you want to do?
Why, no. What would there be?
Oh, the new ones usually have something. Don't you want to see if your wife is mourning you properly? If your children are keeping watch over your body? If you've been given a first-class funeral?
No. Everything will get along all right without me.
So much the better. Then would you like me to be your guide?
Oh, you're very kind.
Oh, not at all. The treasure's all mine. We always wait for the new ones and show them around. It helps pass the time. Shall we go toward the boulevard?
I never saw such a crowd.
Oh, there are no more than usual. Only now that you're registered at the shop, you can see the living and the dead, too.
How can you tell them apart?
It's simple. The living are always in a hurry. Don't worry about it, my boy. You'll quickly learn. Come.
Let's go down this. Madame, tell me again. Are you sure? Are you really sure?
I never make mistakes, Madame Charlier.
André poisoned me.
Yes.
But why? Why?
You were in his way. He has had your dowry. Now he wants your sister's.
And Lucette is in love with him.
I assure you there is nothing you can do. You won't be able to communicate with the living in any way.
But Lucette is in love with him.
You have all my sympathy. Now, will you please sign the register?
Register? Oh, yes, all right.
Thank you. Now you are officially dead.
But where must I go now?
Oh, you may go wherever you wish. The dead are free.
So this is it.
And what now, young man?
The palace of the regent. For years I've wanted to get a good look at him.
At the regent? What an idea. A miserable usurper with nothing to recommend him. However, if you're interested, we'll go in.
Yes, but the militia...
Oh, you're forgetting. They can't see you. Come along this way.
Oh, yes, of course, I forgot. If they only knew who they're letting in.
The main trouble is always getting through doors. You have no weight, you know.
Well, this must be the right one. It has enough guards.
It looks as though you're in luck. There's someone coming out. Come along, young man.
There. There he is. Oh, but look, we're not the only dead ones here.
This usurper always has visitors.
Look at him, strutting in front of the mirror.
That's nothing new. He does it all day.
Who are you?
I was in his militia.
He's a beauty, your regent.
You're telling me. He makes me sick at my stomach.
Well, don't worry. He won't be here much longer.
What's that you say?
Who are you?
It doesn't matter. I died 3 years ago because of him. And since then, I've not left him for a second. I want to see him hang.
The insurrection is all set for tomorrow. I arranged it.
Oh, another insurrection. Don't be too sure. I, too, planned an insurrection. They don't always succeed.
This one will. We've been working for 3 years.
I said the same thing. You remember the conspiracy of the Black Crothers? That was me. I had left nothing to chance. He got us just the same.
He was right. I want nothing but to see him hanged. Oh, but these things never succeed.
We worked, too. We planned everything. He still got us.
He got me, too, but he was too late, and he won't get the others.
You're very sure of yourself.
You'll see.
It's 3 years we've been working at it, me and the others. It can't go wrong.
I said the same thing. You young dead always delude yourselves.
You look very pessimistic.
Pessimistic? I served that man for years. I believed in him. I died for him. And now I find this jackanapes. He has his speeches written by his secretary, and when he rehearses them in front of the glass, they both laugh as though it were a great joke. Do you think it's funny to find out that you've been a sucker all your life?
What if you failed? All it means is your life was a failure.
Of course.
Everyone's life is a failure.
Well, not mine, I tell you. You all make me sick. I'm getting out of here.
Your Excellency.
What is it?
Now's your chance to leave if you want to. The door's open.
Your Excellency, the Chief of Police has to speak to you at once. He says it's very urgent and very serious.
Let him come in.
Well, why don't you go?
I'm going. Come on, old man.
Come in, Landwehr. What is it?
Your Excellency, there has been a deplorable incident.
Well, go on. I'm listening.
One of our informers, Lucien Delgeux, he has blundered. He has killed Pierre Dumaine.
What? Pierre Dumaine is dead? And you call that an incident?
I am sorry, Your Excellency.
The devil take you, Landwehr. Do you know what will happen now? Without Pierre Dumaine, no insurrection. Oh, we could have got them all. We could have crushed them forever, and now...
I had told him to follow Dumaine. He meant well. There is still a chance, Your Excellency.
Yeah, I hope so, for your sake. If they don't have their insurrection tomorrow, I'll hold you responsible. 3 years' work. The police budget is thousands, and you let Dumaine get killed.
I ask Your Excellency to consider...
Consider nothing! If the insurrection does not take place tomorrow, I'll find a new chief of police. Now get out. Get out!
Very good, Your Excellency. I ask Your Excellency.
What's the matter? Don't you feel well?
It makes you laugh, does it? All my friends will be massacred. I've got to get out of here.
You had everything planned. Your life was not a failure. Oh, no.
Shut up, my fingers! Shut up!
A young workman rushes up to the door of the house where Pierre Dumaine had held a secret meeting during which the last details of the insurrection had been decided upon. After throwing a quick glance around, he stops in front of a door on a filthy landing. Behind him stand Pierre and his old companion. They are waiting.
It'll do you no good to try to push the door open. You can't do it.
Quiet. Listen.
Are you sure? Did you see it?
Paolo told me it's true. Dumaine is dead.
So, Dumaine is dead. But we go on.
More than ever.
Yes, they'll pay for this, too.
Don't do it, man. Don't do it. It's a trap.
Then we're all agreed. All right, then, to work. There's no time to lose.
No, you'll all be killed. Don't do it.
Why don't you be calm? There's nothing you can do.
No, you don't care. None of the dead care, but I do. I've got to stop them.
Give me the list of names and shut that door.
Pierre stands against the closed door. He pounds on it without making the least sound, shouting through the door.
It's a trap, men. Hold everything. It's a trap.
The only reply is the sound of footsteps, and then the keys turned in the lock. Pierre knows the futility of his efforts and suffers from it for the first time. He turns away and says, in utter despair,
"Tomorrow they will all be dead or arrested. And it is my fault."
What can you do about it?
Oh, Eve. Eve, my darling Eve.
Come, Lucette. Come sit here beside me.
Lucette, no. Oh, if only she could hear me.
What's the matter, little Eve?
What? Oh, Papa.
My
Papa.
Dear little girl. I heard you joined us. I came to welcome you.
Oh, Papa, it's been so long. And now look at Lucette. Look at what is going on here.
You really think it's necessary? I have very little time, my child.
Look.
Don't cry, Lucette. Don't cry, my darling. I will love you as Eve loved you.
Oh, Papa, I can't bear it. He poisoned me to get me out of the way.
I know. I saw him do it. It isn't pretty. It's very regrettable.
Regrettable? Is that all you have to say?
What do you expect me to say? What good does anything do? Yes, yes, we see you, Andre. We hear you. Assassin. You'll answer for all this one day. Lucette, my child. For the love of God, listen to me.
You are not alone, Lucette. You know that, don't you? I will love you as Eve loved you. Oh, I love you tenderly, Lucette. You're so charming. So young.
You see.
Don't cry, Lucette.
You see what you made me do? You made me forget myself. I told you not to marry him. You never would listen to me.
Oh, Lucette.
Don't come here again if it makes you unhappy, Eve. Now, goodbye.
Papa.
Goodbye, my child. My little Eve. Goodbye.
Now, Pierre, you mustn't be too unhappy. It's not so bad being dead. You'll get used to it.
I hope not.
And then some of the dead are very pretty. Now, take that little marquise of the 18th century walking along the path over there.
It's the living who interest me. That beggar over there, sitting in the park playing his flute for pennies. He's blind. He's the lowest of the low, but he's alive.
Oh, yes. Very interesting. If you'll pardon me, I believe I'll see if that little marquise would like company on her walk. Will you pardon me?
Yes. Go. Go.
Poor old thing.
What? Oh. How do you do?
How do you do?
You're enjoying the music?
Yes. But I was just thinking, when I was alive, I always used to give him something whenever I passed. And now?
Now we need him. If I could just slip into his skin for a moment.
Yes, I feel the same way.
I can't imagine you in his skin. You'd lose by the exchange. Shall we walk?
All right.
You couldn't exchange with anyone and not lose. You're beautiful.
I was beautiful.
Well, you are beautiful. Death is becoming to you. What's your name?
Eve.
Your mind's Pierre. I wish I'd known you before.
What would you have done?
I? Nothing. We were not the same kind. You belong with those people over there, sitting in the cafe.
Oh, I hope not.
Look at them. Look at that woman in those fancy riding clothes. I never could see why people have to dress up to ride a horse.
It's just what I always told her. Didn't I, Madeleine?
Oh, I'm sorry. You know her?
Just one of my husband's relatives.
Shall we go over there and sit down for a while?
If you like.
Do sit down, my dear Madeleine. Have you enjoyed your ride?
Oh, my dear Jacques, I can't tell you. Oh. The bois was simply divine this morning.
Look at him kissing her hand. Did they kiss your hand, too?
Oh, sometimes.
I see, I'll have to practice. Do sit down, my dear. Did you enjoy your ride?
Do you like this cafe?
Yes, but not the people here.
You look sad, Pierre. What are you thinking?
I am thinking how much I missed never knowing you. I am thinking how much I'd like to talk to you and tell you things. I am thinking how beautiful you are. And that it doesn't matter that you're beautiful. Now.
Don't talk about it. Let's dance.
I don't dance very well.
Oh, never mind. Come on.
All right. Yeah, but everyone will stare at us.
Oh, silly. They can't see you.
I forgot.
Why did you say you couldn't dance? You danced very well.
Nobody ever told me that before.
You just needed me to dance with.
Yes, I'm beginning to think so. Yeah, a little while ago, I was thinking of nothing but my worries. And now, all I see is your smile. Eve, if this is death...
This?
Just to dance with you forever and forget everything, then death would be better than life.
Hold me close, Pierre.
Oh, no. Now, don't you see?
What is it? Why did you stop dancing?
I can't even touch you. Can you feel my hand in yours?
No.
You're each dancing alone.
If I could touch your hand, just touch your hand. I can't. It's too late. I've met you too late.
Pierre, I would give my soul to live again for an inch to dance with you.
Your soul?
It's all we have left. Come dance with me again. We'll try to pretend. I must leave you. Someone is waiting for me.
Me too.
Pierre, look.
Yes.
The cafe is gone. We're back in the Impasse La Genesee. There's the little shop.
Come on. They're waiting for us both.
Ah, there you are. You're 5 minutes late, you two.
Well, then...
We were right. You were expecting us?
Oh, I was expecting you. Now, just let me find the page in the ledger. Ah, here we are. Article 140. If, as a result of an error on the part of the management, a man and a woman who were destined for each other fail to meet when they were alive, they may ask and obtain permission to return to life in order to fulfill their love and have their life together, of which they have been unduly deprived. There.
Would you read that again?
Don't waste my time. That's what you came in for, isn't it?
Damn, is it possible?
I'm asking you a simple question. Answer me.
If it can be done, we would like to, please.
Oh, it can be done. It makes things very complicated, but it can be done. And now then, Monsieur Dumaine, do you think you were made for Madame Charlier?
Oh, yes.
Madame Charlier, do you think that you are made for Monsieur Dumaine?
Yes.
We shall see. B, 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 C, C, Thomas, Sarah, Charlot, Charlier. Very good. You were, I find, officially destined for each other. There was a mistake in the department of births.
Oh, Pierre. Pierre.
Eve, my darling.
May I have your full attention, please?
Excuse us, madame. You see.
Here are the conditions. You will return to life. You will remember everything that happened here. If at the end of 24 hours you have succeeded in loving each other with perfect confidence, if nothing whatever is allowed to come between you, you will have the right to an entire human existence. You understand?
Perfectly.
It is a few minutes before 10:30. We give you until 10:30 tomorrow morning. If by that time you have not succeeded...
That's impossible.
If there is the slightest misgiving between you, then you will be dead again, permanently.
We understand.
Good. Congratulations. You have all my best wishes.
But, madame, what will they think when we come back?
Oh, don't worry about that. We put everything back exactly as it was at the moment of your death. Nobody will take you for ghosts.
Oh, thank you, madame.
Eve, we have a lifetime.
Yes, Pierre.
10:30 tomorrow morning, remember. And good luck.
From Hollywood, the NBC Theater is bringing you a version of Jean-Paul Sartre's The Chips Are Down. We will resume with Act Two after a brief pause for station identification.
On the road where the workmen and the militia face each other, Pierre is lying on the ground. Suddenly he moves and raises his head, just as the militiaman yells again.
Clear the road! Clear the road, I tell
you! Down with the militia!
For the last time, I give you 30 seconds to clear the road, or you will be shot!
Hey there, you men, don't be idiots!
Pierre, you're alive!
Get out of the road, you idiots! Can't you see they're going to shoot?
But Pierre...
Get off the road, all of you, quick!
All right. You heard him, all of you. Get moving.
Forward. March.
That was a close one, Paolo.
You had us scared, Pierre. We thought they'd got you.
I thought so, too.
The dirty rats, they won't be so cocky tomorrow.
Tomorrow? Don't even think about it.
What did you say?
Hey, Paolo, pass me that brick.
Sure.
Oh, what a relief. I can feel it. It's heavy. See that shack with the window? Mm-hmm. I bet I could hit it. I'm alive. Paolo, I'm alive. Give me my bike. I've got to get going. We meet at 6 at Dixon's.
Pierre,
What were you talking about when you said don't think about tomorrow?
Never mind. Never mind. You'll find out.
Listen, I still don't understand why you're not dead. Don't you want me to go with you?
I'm all right. See you later.
Pierre, come back. Pierre! Pierre!
Holy... My darling. Yes, Lisette? Oui. Oui. You're alive. Oh, you frightened me. I thought... I know, dear. And you, Andre. Are you surprised?
I'll go get the doctor.
It's quite unnecessary.
But if... I mean... But you... You must have a doctor. I'm going for him.
Lisette, hand me my mirror. Oh, yes, darling, of course. Oh, Eve, I was so frightened. The mirror, Lisette. Oh, here it is. Look. Look. I have a reflection. I can see myself. What are you saying? Nothing. Listen to me, Lisette. I want you to tell me what is between you and Andre. Me and Andre? Why, nothing. I like him very much, that's all. Listen, dear. Do you know that he married me for my dowry? He hates me, Lisette. Don't talk like that. He stayed up with you every night you were ill. He nearly went crazy with worry. If you don't believe me, open his desk. You'll find dozens of letters from other women. He hates me. You have no right to talk like that. Look in his desk. I won't. I won't go hunting through Andre's things. I don't believe you for a minute. You must believe me. No, I won't. I know Andre better than you do. Oh. So it's that now. You know him better than I do. Well, then, listen. Do you know what he did? I won't listen. You have fever. You're only trying to hurt me. Oh, Lucette, please. Keep still. You're wicked. I won't stay here with you. Lucette. Lucette.
In a little while, Pierre comes along the street and stops outside the elegant apartment house of the Charliers. He enters the building and crosses the empty lobby. He doesn't see his friend Paolo, the insurrectionist, who has followed him, and who now stops at the curb and stares in amazement after Pierre.
Come in. If you please, Madame Charlier, there is a person who wishes to speak to you. He says he comes from Pierre Dumais.
Where is he?
In the kitchen, Madame.
Go and show him into the living room. This minute.
Very good, Madame.
Eve hides her face in her hands, trying to collect herself. At last, she goes into the adjoining room, where Pierre has just been shown in by the maid. He's staring around him at all the luxury. As Eve enters, he turns toward her. He is very much moved, but more than that, embarrassed.
Well, here I am.
Yes. Yes, here you are.
It's me, you see.
Won't you sit down?
I'd rather stand.
What's the matter?
It was easier back there. Eve, this won't do. This is all too swell for me. You've got to come to my place.
Oh, yes, yes, of course, Pierre. Anywhere. But do we have to go right away?
Oh, I see. It was all right to love me when we were dead. Now there's all this.
All what?
Furs, rugs, crystal.
Oh, is that your confidence in me? My staying here has nothing to do with all this, as you call it. It's my sister, Pierre.
As you like.
Please. Please, we mustn't quarrel. We haven't time. Oh.
A thousand pardons. We didn't realize you had company.
Don't mention it.
Andre, let's go.
Oh, not at all, Lucette. Eve, aren't you going to introduce us?
It's quite unnecessary.
Oh, well. Not that I'm particularly anxious. You choose your friends so, strangely.
Listen, you.
Pierre, don't.
Oh, so it's Pierre, is it? Now, look here, Eve. You're free to go looking for your friends in the slums, but I forbid you to receive them in my house.
Let go of me, Eve. I'll show you.
Andre, look out.
Don't worry, Lisette. I must inform you, sir, that a gentleman doesn't fight with just anybody.
It couldn't be that you're scared, could it?
Please, Pierre, please. Come on, Lisette. We'll go. Don't touch me. Andre, don't let her touch me. Oh, all right. Come on, Pierre. You want me to go away with you? There's nothing more for me to do here.
Yes, go away with him. It's where you belong, I'm sure. A nice example for your sister.
20 yards from the apartment house, leaning against a tree, Paolo smokes a cigarette and watches the building, his bicycle beside him. Suddenly, Paolo straightens up and stares. Then he darts back of the tree. Eve and Pierre have just come out of the building and walk quickly away. Pierre takes her hand and says,
Eve, Eve, don't be sad.
I'm sorry.
Eve, you're thinking of your sister, aren't you? You want to go back for her?
No, Pierre.
Are you sure you have no regrets?
How could I have any regrets, Pierre? Everything has just begun for us.
Did you love that man?
Never, Pierre.
But you married him.
I admired him.
That man?
I was younger than my sister.
Eve, it's going to be tough.
What do you mean?
Us too, it's going to be tough.
Oh, no, Pierre. If we have confidence as before...
Before was before.
Pierre. Pierre, you must have confidence. Come with me. We will have to start from the beginning. Pierre, listen. Listen, it's the beggar. This is the park where we met. Remember?
It isn't the same.
It doesn't matter. He's playing and the sun is shining.
He's as out of tune as ever.
Yes. Yes, everything's the same.
No. No, it isn't. It's going to be tough for us, Eve.
No, it isn't. Don't think about it. Everything's going to be all right. Look. Look, there's the cafe where we danced.
Yes, and there are your friends again.
Oh.
Do sit down, my dear Madeleine. Have you enjoyed your ride?
Oh, my dear Jacques, I can't tell you.
No.
Le Bois was simply divine this morning.
Come on, let's sit down.
Well,
what's the matter?
Nothing. Come on.
Why, it's Eve Charlier. How are you, Eve?
Eve, darling. How divine to see you. Hello, Jacques. Madeleine? Come on, Pierre, over here.
I ask you, my dear, whatever she did with that milk.
Your friends are looking at us.
They're not my friends.
They can't have seen you very often with a man like me.
What do I care what they think? Come on, let's dance.
Well, nobody is dancing.
Well, I want to anyway. Come on. Oh, look. Now they're going to dance. You remember, Pierre? I would have given my soul to return to life and dance with you.
And I would have given mine just to feel the touch of your hand.
Oh, hold me tight, Pierre.
I'm afraid of hurting you.
You'll never do that. Oh, Satan. Terrible people.
Come on.
Oh, dear, now it's angry. Oh.
Hey, you. Don't you think you could ask the dancers before you change the music?
You don't like music hall numbers. How surprising.
How'd you like a good poke in the face?
What? Pierre, please. Oh, here's the policeman. Thank heaven.
Who do you think you are, fella? Can't you leave people in peace?
Get your hands off.
Yeah? Well, come on. I'll put you where you don't make so much noise.
Stop it.
Now, listen.
Does the name Charlier mean anything to you? André Charlier? The secretary of the militia? He is my husband.
I'm sorry, madame. I beg your pardon.
Then go away before I report you. Pierre! Oh, I do hope we haven't offended him. Poor stupid fools. You're very pleased with yourselves, aren't you? Well, I'll give you a treat. You can spread the news that I've left my husband and that I've gone to live with a working man.
Well,
Pierre,
really?
Wait! Pierre, what is it?
Secretary of the militia. Is that your husband?
It isn't my fault.
It isn't mine either. You, the woman I was made for. Don't you know what I've been working for 3 years? I've been working against you.
Against me?
You know the League for Liberty. I founded it.
You?
It was through your friends that I was killed, and they'd have killed all my friends tomorrow if I hadn't come back.
Pierre, you came back because you met me.
Of course, Eve. But I hate everything that's been your life.
I didn't choose it. You must have faith in me. We haven't time to doubt each other.
My room is up there, where I'm pointing. Second front room on the left. Here's the key.
Aren't you coming up with me?
Eve, I've got to see my friends. When I was on the other side, I found out things. We're in a trap. I've got to warn them.
Do you have to go now?
Tomorrow will be too late. And besides, I'd rather you go up alone.
Why?
My place is nothing like the way you've been living, you know.
All right. Give me the key.
Third floor and to the left. Wave to me from the window.
Don't be long, Pierre. Come back soon.
It's Germain. Let me in. What took you guys so long? Hadisson? Renaud Del Palo?
Sit down, Pierre.
Listen, something's happened. We do nothing tomorrow. Get me, the insurrection is off.
Oh, is it?
You certainly look cheerful, Dixon. What's wrong with everybody?
Talk.
We've been spotted. They know everything. The regent's laying for us with two regiments of militia.
Very interesting. Now, can we ask who told you all this?
I can't tell you.
Then can we ask what you were doing all day with the wife of the secretary of the militia?
You have nothing to do with it.
Oh, no?
Listen, Eve is my wife. This is no time for joking. I tell you, we're spotted. If we move in tomorrow, there'll be a massacre.
Listen, Domain. Tomorrow is the day. This morning you were spouting fire, then somebody shoots you with a blank cartridge. Then you get up, you put off Paulo, who wants to go with you, and make a beeline for the Charliers. And now you come with your rigmarole and expect us to trust you?
Listen, I can't explain. I'm just telling you that we don't move tomorrow. Oh, you poor fools. Do you think I'd sell out the League?
We know what to think. Now get out. And if anything goes wrong tomorrow, we'll know where to find you.
All right. Get yourselves killed if you want to. I'm through wasting my time with you. Listen, please.
Get out.
Oh, Pierre, you're back. I'm so glad.
What have you been doing in here?
Oh, nothing. I just put up some curtains and things.
Why?
Oh, please, don't be angry. It's my room, too.
I'm not taking any of your money.
Stop it. Did you see your friends?
Yes, they threw me out.
Why?
I told them what I knew, that the regent was ready for our insurrection tomorrow. They'd seen me with you, so they thought I was a traitor. That's funny, isn't it?
Oh, Pierre.
Quiet. Thought I heard something in the hall.
What are you doing?
Getting my gun. Now stand back. I thought so. What are you doing here, Paulo? Come on, spit it out.
You've got to get out, Pierre. They're coming. They'll kill you.
Do you think I squealed?
I don't know. Just go away, will you?
No, Paulo, but thanks just the same. Goodbye. You heard what he said, Eve. You can't stay here.
Will you come with me?
No.
Then I'm staying. We're going to die anyway, Pierre.
Why?
Because we failed, admit it. You came back for your insurrection, not for me.
And you? Didn't you come back for Lucette?
Perhaps I did.
Then we're lost. There's nothing to do but wait. It could have worked, Eve.
Yes. It could have worked. See, you're just tall enough for me to put my head on your shoulder.
Listen, they're here.
Pierre, put your arms around me. Kiss me.
When I was dead, I wanted so much to put my arms around you. This is the first and the last time. They'll shoot through the keyhole, Eve.
Yes.
But I've held you in my arms. That makes it worth having lived again.
Oh, Pierre. Listen. They're going away.
They'll come back.
I know it. Kiss me again.
Pierre? Pierre, what are you doing? What are you looking at?
At the streets in the morning. It's beautiful.
Pierre, they didn't come back.
They won't? Do you know why?
Yes. When they knocked at the door last night, I had just fallen in love with you.
They went away because we were in love with you. We weren't supposed to die.
Then we've won, darling. What time is it?
9:30. Only one more hour.
A whole lifetime, darling. Well, what are we going to do with it?
Anything we want. We owe nothing to anybody now.
Oh, come here. Come away from the window. What are you looking at?
There's a whole army out there. Tanks. Guns.
Pierre, don't listen. We are alone in the world.
Yes, we're alone. You'll go away. I'll work for you. I've nothing left but you. But why doesn't it stop? Why doesn't it stop?
Pierre, please. Only an hour.
There are thousands of them. They'll kill all my friends.
But your friends wanted to kill you.
Eve, I have to go to them.
It was for them you came back.
No, it was for you, but I can't let them all be killed.
You've done what you could.
No, I haven't. There's a meeting in half an hour. I'll go and try to stop them. Whatever happens, I'll be back by 10:30, I swear. Eve, you've got to let me go.
You will come back. You swear it.
Yes, yes.
Then go.
You'll wait for me here?
I'll try to see Lucette. Telephone me there.
I will.
Now go. And Pierre, you've sworn your promise.
Don't forget.
Eve waits until Pierre is gone. Then she takes his revolver from the drawer, slips it into her purse, leaves the house, and goes quickly up the street. In the opposite direction, Pierre hurries away on his bicycle. And another figure on a bicycle comes out of hiding and follows at a safe distance behind him. It is Lucien Dergeux.
Are you surprised, André? I've come back.
How dare you come into this house?
I dare. And I have a gun.
Eve!
Sit down.
Eve, let him alone.
Don't come a step nearer, Lucette, or I'll shoot him. Sit down, both of you.
We may as well humor her, Lucette.
Poor André. I have nothing to lose. I'm waiting for a phone call that will decide everything for me. And until it comes, we're going to have a little talk in front of Lucette. I'm going to tell her the story of your life. And I swear if you try to lie out of it, I'll empty this gun into you. Are we agreed? Then I'll begin. 8 years ago, André, you had finished squandering your father's fortune and you were looking for a rich wife. It was at that time that you...
Those are the final instructions. Now get to your posts and wait for orders. In 20 minutes, we move in.
See, Tom, we want to know about Dumaine. Why isn't he here?
I'll tell you about Dumaine. He's a traitor. We found him out just in time. He wouldn't answer any of our questions, and now he's disappeared.
That's a lie.
What?
Here I am, and here's the traitor who sold you out, the one who ran away after he collected his pay from the regent.
Tell us what's going on, Dumaine.
First, tell me this. Who kept you going when everything was turning out wrong? Who founded the League? Who spent his life working against the militia?
Don't listen to him.
All right. Yesterday, Dissau and Renaudel and the others started to throw accusations at me, and I wouldn't defend myself. Now I will, not for my sake, but for yours. I won't have you walking into a trap. I have positive information that the regent knows everything.
Hello, this is Lucien Descher. They're meeting right now, all of them, in the old Dubrier garage. Yes, Dumaine and all of them. Get here right away. You can get them all before it starts. No, no, of course I haven't let any of them see me. What do you think?
Do you believe me, ma'am?
Listen, all of you.
Shut up, Dusson. As long as these men believe me, I'm still the leader.
What about Charlier's wife?
Charlier's wife. She's left her husband to come and live with me. She's the one who told me all this. Listen, the militia have been ordered to their barracks. 3 new regiments came into the city last night. The regents only let us get this far so we can make sure of getting all of us.
What proves all this?
Nothing. You've got to take my word. What would I be doing here if I were a squealer?
He's right.
I'm with you, Pierre.
So am I. I've never lied to us yet.
Oh, listen to me, will you?
All right, listen. Listen, nothing must be done today. We've all got to lay low after the militia...
Domaine. It started.
Started? Where are you from?
North Quarter. I tried to stop them. They're attacking the prefecture.
Get back quick. Tell them it's called off. Make them wait for orders.
It's too late, Pierre. What are we going
to
do?
How could I know? You wouldn't listen to me while there was still time. Why don't you decide what to do, Dissan?
Pierre, we were wrong. You've got to help us. You're the only one who can.
What time is it? Quick, what time is it?
20 minutes past 10.
10 minutes will Eve.
Pierre, you've got to help us.
All right. All right, I'll stay. Wait just 1 minute. I've got to make a phone call.
That's the end of my story, Lucette. That was André's life. Have I lied, André?
I won't answer you. You're crazy.
All right. Lucette, go and get the letters from André's desk.
I won't.
Get them, if you care about André's life. I have a gun, remember? Don't move either of you. It's for me. Hello?
Eve, it's Pierre.
Oh, thank heaven, Pierre. There isn't much time.
Darling, I'm with my men. The trouble has started. I've got to stay.
Pierre, no. No, you can't.
I've got to.
Pierre, you'll be killed. I love you. That's why we came back, to love each other.
You've got to understand. I can't let them down. I can't do
it. But you can't leave me like this.
You lied to me, Pierre. You never loved me.
I do love you, Eve. I love you, but I just can't let these men down. Eve, you've got to understand. Please, Eve. Eve.
Is that him, Dave?
That's the name.
Get him!
Pierre! Pierre! Oh! Oh, Eve!
Everything isn't lost, Pierre. There will be others who will take up your work.
others, not me. And the league is crushed.
Poor Pierre.
How about Lisette?
I could do nothing with her.
Poor kid.
Well, in a few dozen years, she'll be here like us. What is it, after all?
Well, hello, you two. Never expected to find you back here.
Well, here we are, you see.
I take it you failed.
600 dead and wounded. 2,000 arrested.
I meant you, too. You didn't make a go of it?
No, we didn't. The chips are down, you see. You can't take back your bet.
You have all my sympathy, of course. Let me remind you that my club is always open to you, sir. And you, too, madame.
Thank you.
And now, if you'll excuse me.
Yes. Yes. I loved you, Eve.
No. I don't think you did.
I loved you with all my soul.
Well, it's possible. But what's the difference?
Yes, that's right. What's the difference? Will you come to that old fellow's club?
Perhaps.
Well, then, maybe I'll see you sometime.
Yes. Goodbye, Pierre.
Sir, please wait.
Yes.
Sir, I'll...
Are you dead? Yes.
Oh. My name is Michelle. This is Suzanne. We've just discovered that we're made for each other.
And you never met while you were alive.
Well, that's it. Somebody told us about Article 140. Do you know anything about it?
You can get information at the Impasse Laganessie.
Yes, but we've been looking for it. Where is it?
Go into a cafe and dance together. If you were really made for each other, suddenly it will be there.
Well, but I... Well, thank you. But you look so funny, both of you. Nothing bad is going to happen to us, is it? We can really try to live life over again?
Try it?
Yes. Try it, anyway.
All right. Thank you.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye, Eve.
Goodbye, Pierre.
You have heard The Chips Are Down, an NBC Theater presentation of the novel by Jean-Paul Sartre. The adaptation was by Clarice A. Ross from the English translation by Louise Barrès. Be with us next week at the NBC Theater for a dramatic version of a fine American novel by Elizabeth Maddox Roberts, The Time of Man, and the following week for an especially interesting adaptation of a little-known story by Robert Louis Stevenson, The Treasure of Franchard. In today's cast, Ted Von Else was the narrator, Vivi Janis was Eve, Don Randolph was Andre, Frank Gerstle was Disson, Hi Averback was Pierre, Lee Millar was Lucien, Eve McVeigh was Lucette, Tom Holland was Paolo, Stephen Chase was the old man, Hope Stansbury was Madeleine, Noreen Gamill, the old lady, Norman Field, old gentleman, Paul Duboff, militiaman, Charles Davis, Landrieu. Your announcer, Don Stanley. The NBC Theater is produced by Wade Arnold. The director of the NBC Theater is Andrew C. Love. This program came to you from Hollywood. What's on NBC next week? This Thursday evening, NBC presents The Quick and the Dead, a tense dramatic document of the A and H bombs in the making,
physicists and international personalities will be heard in their own roles. It's important that you hear The Quick and the Dead this Thursday. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.